It's currently June of 2022, and you are listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast production of ZoneBase.org. ZoneBase is a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. If you wonder what I'm talking about when I say that, maybe go check it out, www.zonebase.org. My name's Rob. Hey, thanks for listening. This month, I have just a few things to talk about. Firstly, going into something following up a prior episode of this very podcast right here. And that would be the new Jurassic World Kinder Eggs. Sometime in 2019, I spoke at length over the last series of Jurassic World Kinder Eggs that I loved quite a bit. And for the new movie, Kinder has done it again. However, sadly, they're just not as awesome. But don't get me wrong, I'm still loving them. Instead of being glow-in-the-dark dinosaur skeletons with snap-around, pretender shell-esque dinosaur skins, you know, I don't know if I liked them so much because it was like a pretender shell, or I just like that gimmick in general, because there's been other toys that did the snap-around shell gimmick other than Transformers Pretenders, and I really liked them. Of course, being a Transformers fan, you cannot help but to reference Pretenders whenever that gimmick comes up. I think the most notable other toys to have that would be those McDonald's Halloween Happy Meal toys with the various McDonald Land characters with Halloween costumes that snap around them. Those are super rad. I've got a set of those. I think they're at my mom's house. She's been doing a lot of odd boxing up and storing and stuff. So I hope those don't end up at a Goodwill. Though I suppose worse things could happen if some toys I haven't touched in a few decades end up there. Regardless, that was a really cool set. This set of Jurassic World Kinder Eggs, it's just little dinosaurs. They're just a little dinosaur figurine that you assemble from the parts inside the egg. And they're pretty cool. That is a really cool premium. I am admittedly, and anyone who reads the blog or I guess knows me knows that I am a big blind toy addict, and Kinder really feeds that well because who doesn't love candy? You know, here in the States, Kinder does not come as your traditional egg. We get the Joy Surprise eggs, where it's the package is egg-shaped, and one half of it has the odd chocolate, hazelnut, whatever candy treat, and the other side of it is the toy, while a traditional Kinder egg is an egg-shaped capsule covered with chocolate that you break open, and inside the capsule is the toy. Honestly, I think the Joy version works out better for me as an adult because I often will get several eggs at a time and I just won't eat all that candy at once, so I can hold onto that candy for later, while the egg, you kind of just got all this chocolate you gotta eat right away or get a Ziploc bag or something. So I can't really complain too much about that. I just felt like specifying because, you know, it's a worldwide internet, you know? So in case you're listening from another country and your Kinder is different than my Kinder, I'm specifying. But they are still great. I love Jurassic Park. I love Jurassic World. So seeing these toys and something as convenient as a Kinder egg is a treat. I suppose this will probably run for the duration of summer into Halloween, where they normally do a Halloween promotion, and I'm totally up for that. You guys know me. Last Halloween, they had a great pumpkin thing. I guess pumpkin's not the best way to describe it. There were little colored figures of jack-o'-lantern headed characters that would come with stickers that you would put over to give them their jack-o'-lantern face. And they come in different colors. And the idea is that you could mix and match parts and come up with different characters. A very fun set of Halloween toys, especially from Kinder. Though they're having a hard time topping the 2020 set they did that I'm still enraptured by, in which the little figures that came in it were multicolored little children with snap over Halloween costumes. Like you could snap a little Halloween mask on or whatever, and they glowed in the dark. And the monster or werewolf or Dracula or whatever costume would come in different colors, as would the figure. Once again, with the idea that you can mix and match. And with the snap over shell gimmick. I think I just like that gimmick in general. But also, if you bought the multi-packs of these Joy eggs, you know, they come in these little cardboard sleeves. Well, that year, the cardboard sleeves were houses. So you could take the packaging to make a neighborhood for these kids to trick-or-treat at. That was so wonderful. Kinder usually does really good stuff. Actually, the Halloween 2019 set had these cool monster figures, these little cool, I don't remember if they glowed in the dark or whatever, but just kind of mutant freak type monsters. And those are really, Kinder has it. I love me some Kinder. You know, they don't always win me over. They did some superhero sets not long ago that was a little figurine of a superhero that you would place inside of a ball of some sort. I didn't really get that. I like the superheroes, but the ball thing I didn't really understand. Some of their just generic Kinder stuff's cool too. I've got a kid I need to assemble that was a dragon and had like paper wings and stuff. I really need to put that guy together. Every once in a while, they'll have some odd generic transforming robots in their generic Kinder, you know, non-branded stuff that you can find. I got a great hydro foil that turns into a robot. It's super simple, but super charming. But yeah, that's super rad just to see the Jurassic Park return, just because, like I said, I really like it. And I like blind bag toys. What can I say? You know, I mentioned Halloween there because there's just a moment of the day, I guess, I don't talk about Halloween. But before I go too much into it, you know, I mentioned last month that summer, a lot of stores around here start doing Halloween stuff for whatever reason. Now I'm not complaining. And for a Halloween fanatic like myself, it's pure heaven on earth just having Halloween. You know, Halloween's a season more than a holiday. And having, even as oddly timed as it is to have it start up in summer at decor stores as it is, it's totally fun for someone like myself. And you know, if you're also in the same boat, you've probably been following various like Halloween 2022, Code Orange, that sort of tag on Instagram and other social medias, and seeing where this stuff's slowly starting to come out. Like Joann's and your craft stores are getting little bits and bobs here and there. I've been seeing some people's at-home stores starting to get it, but once again, it just really depends on yours. My store, it generally tends to be toward the end of June, early July, when they start stocking. And it's definitely not en masse either. It's like a little bit of at a time. I watched a video on YouTube just yesterday where this one Halloween vlogger went to one at-home closest to her 1 week. I think it was last weekend. And they just had doormats. And then the following week, decided to go to five closest to her for a day's worth of driving. And returning to that one with the doormats, had quite a bit of stuff. Went to three more that didn't have anything. And then the last one had pretty much the same stuff that first store had. And, you know, my store, like I said, they haven't really started yet. You know, they did like in 2019 and 2020. I'd say 2019 is when this really first started being a thing, that June for the home decor stores started. Because usually
you started seeing a little here and there as toward the end of July was normal. Maybe a couple of things slipped out early or whatever, maybe at your odd store. But I'd say 2019 is when it really first started being a thing. Because that's when people was like, hey, what's going on here? That's when I really remember it the most strongly. And it was about mid-June. Yeah, it totally was. Because I specifically remember that first weekend of it being in heaven. but like mine doesn't have much yet, but it will. And it'll be like little bits and bobs. And your store may or may not. It just really depends. I don't know if it depends on when they start getting stock in, when they start basically fitting it in the schedule to start putting the stuff out. You know, most of your department stores, or I guess, I don't know, is Walmart a department store? Stores like Walmart and Target, you know, they'll have back to school stuff out here soon for the remainder of summer. And shortly around Labor Day, they'll swap out the Halloween stuff for back to school. It used to be pretty much right at Labor Day weekend. They'd have all the Halloween stuff out. Like it was like, that was it. It was all out. But I get it. They don't do it just yet because it's Labor Day weekend. They keep that. They like to have all that extra back to school stuff and stuff for odd cookouts and all that in that seasonal area because people last minute need charcoal and things. I get it. I get it. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it. But home decor stores don't have a back to school season. You know, they, you know, summer, you know, they tend to get ready for holidays much sooner than your normal store. So right now they got summer stuff up, kind of 4th of July being the, you know, the focal point. After 4th of July, even though you've got two more months of summer, technically, it's pretty much over in a lot of people's mind. They're kind of over summer decor and they start clearing it all out. In my store, they had all that summer stuff was 40% off. You know, it's June. It's like summer just technically started, but that's how this works with these guys. And there's a lot of empty shelves. So I know I'm going to go back next week and walk in and hopefully at least see planograms. Now, a lot of planograms and stuff have been leaking out already. This happens every year. It's really fun to see the little peaks and pokes. And one I really wanted to talk about here was Walmart. Last year, myself as well as other people discovered this wonderful skeleton action figure sold in the Halloween decorations. Now, this Halloween figure, this was actually a bootleg toy. There's this somewhat pricey action figure. It's a Japanese release called Pose Skeleton. It's a highly articulated skeleton figure, and it's really nice, and generally tends to be kind of pricey. There's more expensive things out there, don't get me wrong, but for the size of this thing, at $40 to $50, I think, is the price, feels a little expensive. However, at Walmart, in the Halloween section, there's just a bootleg of it, just a skeleton. It's just says articulated skeleton, I believe. It's just on a card, not no plastic, nothing. There's just a little wire thing tying it to the card. It's like $3-4. It's cheap as can be. The quality is pretty decent. It may vary by case because it is a bootleg toy. Walmart clearly isn't intentionally putting out a bootleg toy. They bought it from a distributor, so whichever bootlegged it. Mine, the one I picked up, is in pretty good shape, though I've seen some that weren't, and some of the joints didn't work as well, just molded over, plastic tolerances, that sort of thing. However, that one on this year's display, on this, the planogram I saw, had two facings. A lot of people had a hard time finding the Pose Skeleton bootleg last year, because a lot of people looked for it, because it's cool. You know, it's just a cool thing. It's a good-looking little figure, and for $4, you're going to get it, you know. It was on there, two facings. Now, that's, each store may vary, maybe they didn't get as much stock as one thing as another. Seasonal stock's different than normal stock, so it doesn't always show up the same way. So your store may not get any. I'm sorry, it may not. But a lot of people had a hard time finding it last year. And I just wanted to bring it up to say, hey, looks like we got another chance this year. I just got one. I remember Sean was really looking for it, and I was trying to find one for him, and I couldn't find another. Like, I went back to the store a day or two later, and they were just all gone. And then I knew, like, Kilby got a bunch of them. Like, you know, I guess it really depended on your store if you could get them easily or not. Personally, I'm hoping for this year's run they experiment a little more, and they start coming in various colors. I always say that, I know, but it's so cool when you get multicolored things like this. Like, you know, this is a generic skeleton. It's nobody in particular. They're all white with that little aged painting on it, you know. But we all know you go to that Halloween section and they'll have those cheap plastic skeletons in like pink and orange and green and all these great neon colors. And you buy them up. They're great. They're fun, you know. Getting this dude in a bunch of other colors would just be amazing to me. And I doubt any of you guys would argue with it either. I could see the guys in the Microman group going crazy. I could see regular people just having a great time with it. I had fun having my Ghostbusters fight it when I got mine. Boy, those Ghostbusters Afterlife Fright Features figures are still a bit of a sore spot for me because I got almost all of them. You know, I got all the ghosts. I got all the original guys. Well, I got all the original guys, but there was like a 1.5 wave where Venkman and Winston came with different ghost partners. And I got the Venkman, but I never got the Winston that came with Slimer. I never got that one. That was a little bit of a sore spot. And the kids from Afterlife, they got their own set of figures in that line, but I never found them. They never showed up in my stores, and I looked. You know, I got the Ecto-1. I almost said Vector-1. I got the Ecto-1. I got the original guys. I need that other Winston, but I do have a Winston, you know. I really wanted those kids. I really wanted that Winston, and they never really showed up. I guess that's just the way it goes with movie tie-in figures, but I am hoping that they show up at, like, say, at Ollie's or Five Below or some sort of store like that this year, because obviously they made them, so obviously they're going to have to end up somewhere. And, you know, they were $9 a piece at my local stores, so I guess slightly discounted at 5.7, I would not complain, but I just want to get them, you know. But back to what I was talking about, if you guys wanted that Pose skeleton, there's another chance to get it. And I also fill up my talking about Halloween quota of the podcast prior to the Halloween season. You know, one guy, when I first posted that on Twitter and it got kind of retweeted and liked a couple of times, some guy chimed in and said, you know, he's been seeing those at Big Lots for the past few years, and I've never seen that. So I don't know if it depends on your Big Lots or nothing, or maybe the guy just thought it was just an average skeleton, you know, like maybe he didn't realize the specific importance of it, which that's a possibility, or, you know what, you know, maybe they do, you know, so I've never seen that, but check your Big Lots. Maybe they got them, you know, or just go to Big Lots. Big Lots used to be really rad during Halloween, and it has been a long time since that. I see other people's Big Lots having a decent Halloween section, and I'm very jealous because all the ones next to me don't really. They have like a couple of things on one of those little rolling carts, and that's about it. They used to have this giant area full of a bunch of stuff, and it was so cool. And I said used to because that is no longer a current thing. I'm very disappointed in that. You know, discount stores at holidays are usually the funnest because they'll have all the weird fun stuff that doesn't cost a lot, so you can just go nuts. And so when one of those stops doing it, I get disappointed. You know, Pop Shelf is a new thing. At least it's new here. I don't know how long they've been around. And it's a newer store. Dollar General actually owns it. Dollar General actually owns it, but it's a nicer store. It's not like a Dollar General where, you know, you go into one of those, it's either just okay or really ratchet. There's no in between, or I don't know if anyone has really nice Dollar Generals. I don't know if those exist, but you either get just okay or really ratchet. There's no one or the other. So they made this new store chain called Pop Shelf, which is owned by that same company. And they're it's almost like Five Below, but maybe a little more adult geared because they have like home decor and crafts and stuff like that. Not so much. Five Below definitely skews toward teens and kids more so than anyone else, even though they do have plenty of things for adults and everything else. But there's obviously a slant toward a younger crowd, and that's totally okay. So Pop Shelf is kind of a slight a take on that model with more household stuff. Very cool. Surprisingly nice, because you're like, I'm at a not expensive store that feels like I'm in a boutique. Like, you go up to that checkout, and they got like little boutique bags like that you would get in a department store that you bought expensive socks at or something. I don't get it. But I'm wondering what they're going to be like at a Halloween and Christmas, just because, like I said, stores like that are usually the most fun. They have a great blind bag selection too there in their toy section. I got some great stuff. My store's relatively new, and I haven't been there in a few weeks, and they had just opened last time I've been there, so I hopefully will go there again soon and get pleasantly surprised. Last time I was in there, they had some Transformers Authentics and BotBots, as well as those G.I. Joe building block sets and some other pleasant stuff that I had purchased. A great Legend of Zelda blind set by Tomy, that sort of thing. I bought a Beyblade Micro. Beyblade is one of those things I've always looked at and thought was neat, but never really got into it. But those little blind bag micro things, every once in a while, are just the thing to grab. It's like, do you play Beyblade? Nope. But it's hard to ignore a good top. And they're pretty neat looking. But I'm hoping to find the Authentics Wheeljack and RC that were recently released. And Authentics are one of those things you just have to keep looking till you find one. They're a discount store line. So it's Christmas time, those stores are getting a lot of stuff, which is generally starts around October or whatever, just around Halloween, where they start getting in all their extra toys and all that for Christmas. But the rest of the year, it's just kind of randomly stocked. It's just like they get a case here and there, and they got to put something on a shelf that's now empty. You know, it's like it's not like going to Target or something where they're regularly stocking it as much. It's not a focal point for them. And that's Authentics for, you know, Transformers Authentics are specifically a discount store line. So, like, you can go to your Five Belows or whatever that do stock theirs more often. But once again, you just got to kind of hope to luck up on them. And maybe, you know, they got them or maybe they don't. Once again, I think I said this before, but I probably should get that. I focus on the standard Authentics figures, but there's this batch of them they did that I only see at Christmas time, of transforming 12-inch figures. They're not so great looking. Someone could probably say Authentics themselves aren't great looking, but I really enjoyed the regular ones. They're almost like those Titan Changer figures. That's just what they are. But I should probably get those as well, just because I've been a completionist toward Authentics. So I might as well, just to keep that going. But that RC and the RC is not amazing looking, but I do appreciate it for what it is. The Wheeljack looks really good. you know, with Authentics, there's a, like, look, I'm not buying a masterpiece. I know that. You know, I know there's not going to be the most show-stopping toy, whatever. It's a very basic, inexpensive robot toy, and that's partially why I like it. But the Wheeljack looks a lot better than it really should. The Barricade that came out, I think in 2020, and like the Shockwave and Soundwave that came out that same year, they were a lot nicer too. So I don't know if it's just a specific designer that works on that line or not, that either if that designer's working on it, you're getting a much better one than the other designer. I'm not sure, because some of them are not so great. And then some of them are like, hey, it's pretty cool. You know what I really liked was those Cyber Battalion figures that they initially were sold in other countries, and then they started selling them exclusive to Universal Parks here in America, which was both cool and weird because you were buying a discount toy for a very large, they were very expensive, because I spent like, I got the ones they had at Universal Studios the last time I was there, and then shortly later they started selling them at like Walgreens and stuff here for a lot less. And at first I was like, well, those ones are exclusive to Universal Studios. And nope, the Bumblebee and Optimus were indeed sold at Walgreens too. So I spent a lot of extra money for a Universal Studios sticker on the box. The Starscream though, I don't think he ever made it to Walgreens. But those are really cool. I'd like to see those come back again. Like, I don't know if it's the same idea as those coming to Authentics. They were definitely a more hefty figure than your Authentic, so I don't know if they'd really fit the model. But like, some of those are really good, you know. I really like the Sideswipe. And once again, I can hear some of you guys who are more into more premium class figures or whatever. It's not the same thing, I know. I enjoy Transformers as a whole, not just the ones that go on shelves. Speaking of Transformers, I finally got some Micro Machine Transformers. A couple episodes, I went on and on and on about them because I was excited, and then I couldn't find them. I haven't been able to find them this whole time. I was staying strong because that's just how it is with toys. It takes a while sometimes, and I was like, I could Amazon some. I've seen some people Amazon some of them. And I was like, you know, I probably will just have to do that. That's fine. I don't like to order retail toys. I figure if it's a retail release, I shouldn't have to order it. Of course, we're at the time and day where it really doesn't matter anymore. So I think I'll just have to get out of that mindset. But I figure if it's at Target, I should just go to Target. And so far, that hasn't done me wrong. But I'm coming around on it. Although, I pre-ordered Sandstorm and Night Prowler from Walmart. I was just going to take my chances to get Buzzclaw at the store, you know, and that pre-order keeps getting moved back. So I don't know if I'll have to cancel that pre-order when I finally just find them at Walmart or not. But that's another reason I don't like ordering these things, is because, you know, Walmart is like the biggest retailer on the planet, and I order my groceries from them and have them delivered to my door every week. But when it comes to general merchandise, they have yet to get it down, you know. I don't know why. Regardless, I did finally get some Micro Machines. I got the regular sets. I was really looking forward to the Blind Pack City sets that I spoke about, where you get like a city playset that comes blind packed with a blind packed Micro Machine Transformers character in the thing. Obviously with the idea that you buy multiple Zs and build a little city. I haven't got that yet. I haven't been able to find those yet. I have been seeing where the Bumblebee playset is, where it's a larger Camaro. And you know, like how Micro Machine playsets are, it'll be like a big car or whatever, and then you unfold it to like a whole city thing where you can drive your Micro Machines around. There's a Bumblebee one of those. Although I did notice there is seemingly a repaint of that that's not Transformers branded. I totally was looking at it at Target where it was just a red Camaro. Now, I could be totally wrong. It could be a different toy altogether, like a different playset inside of the car. But that was super weird. I guess there's no reason they couldn't do that, because, I mean, it's not like it's straight up Transformers Bumblebee. It's just a yellow Camaro, you know, with the branding on it. So they could do that and not do anything wrong. But I think for some of you guys that are really into variants and stuff like that, you should probably be aware of that there is a non-branded version of that set out there, possibly. I was totally misled on these guys. I was under the impression that on the bottom side of these guys was a like a printing of the robot mode. And I was totally wrong. It's straight up just the vehicle mode. So far, at least the ones I got are. And that's totally okay. I don't know if I got the wrong impression or just things have changed since I initially saw the news or not. But they're just the vehicle mode. And that's totally okay because, you know, look, things are more expensive. A normal set of two micro machines is like $3. The four pack is like $9. I think the last time, you know, I've been getting the newer micro machines, but not a super lot of them. I got a handful of them here and there. Like they did a Christmas set. It was 2020. Yeah, they did a Christmas set where it's like one car on a card. And they did a few of those. And my wife got me the set of those, stuff like that. And around 15 and 16, there was quite a bit of Star Wars ones. And I bought a ton of those. And that was really the last bunch of micro machines I really focused on because micro machines Star Wars I loved them so much in the 90s, and when they came back I went nuts and got a good bit of those. But I don't think they were quite $9 a set for those four packs. I can't remember exactly. I could be wrong. I remember they did have a more basic set and then a set that cost more with a few more figures. So, and my I don't exactly remember how much it cost. but $9 almost does sound expensive for four micro machines, but that's the world we live in. Prices go up. It's just the way things work. It's a bummer. I know. It gets to me too, but sometimes you just got to put it out of your mind that it doesn't feel that long ago that a Transformers Deluxe was $9. And now I'm getting four tiny little non-transforming cars of the characters for $9. And a deluxe is like $22. You know, we call them Voyagers now. They used to have different titles back in the day. But that $20 price class that Voyager used to firmly fit in is now a deluxe. Actually, at $22, this is more than that. It's weird for me. I still miss the old Mega price point that was $15 and That's just long gone. That's been gone since the first version of Robots in the Skies. I think they were the last line to really have that, weren't they? That kind of went away by Armada. That was just gone. Arguably, those old Star Wars Transformers and Marvel ones were in it because they were about 15, I think. I don't know why I remember how much an action figure cost, but sometimes I'll forget if I lock the door. But that's just how the mind works sometimes. But, you know, I got them. I was super excited. And I do not know if they'll ever do G1 or other eras into these micro machines. Right now, they're seemingly focused on the movies. And that's okay. That's okay with me. It may not be okay with you, but whatever. Pardon me. I just had a sip of my orange pineapple punch to wet my whistle. It was a little refreshing because, like, you know, with studio series and other things, those live-action movie designs clearly haven't went away on the toy focus yet. But getting an inexpensive little odd tchotchke-like movie thing was really refreshing for some reason. I really enjoyed that. I like the movie designs anyway, and with Rise of the Beasts coming out, I believe, next summer, I guess them having other licensees in place is part of the course, and I don't mind it. I wouldn't mind getting Micro Machine Beast Modes. You know, I wouldn't mind that. I'm looking forward to that. I'm really excited to get the ones I've gotten. They're pretty fun. I don't know if they're your thing, but they certainly are mine. It's hard to not enjoy getting a couple of tiny little Transformers I can just stick in my pocket. I'm probably not going to do that, but I have made a TikTok or two of carrying a Legend Bumblebee around and putting them in things. And this, maybe I don't, putting, I don't know, Legend, you know, not Legend, excuse me, MicroMaster, Micro Machine, good Lord, I'm all over the map. Micro Machines, Megatron, having them randomly in places, that would make for a fun Instagram picture, to me anyway. I have an Instagram and I have a TikTok. All this is at the zonebase.org a page for social media if you'd like links. I don't pretend to be an influencer. I don't have a million and one followers. I'm just a regular guy. I'm just saying that right now because some people are like really plugging their social media, and I often forget to do that because I'm just a dude. I'm not trying to be one of these big influencers or whatever. I'm just not. Thank you for following me if you do. it's okay if you don't. I understand. It's, hey, look, there's a picture of my lunch. Wow. Another thing to talk about this month would be Pluto TV. I am a big fan of Pluto TV. I just am. I have cable, and I have like 1,001 streaming apps. I think I'm doing it wrong. I'm supposed to be cutting the cord, but I'm just not going to do that. I have it on Travel Channel on mute as we're talking now, and I have Discovery Plus. So if Travel Channel is not showing the ghost show I want to watch right now, I will switch it to Discovery Plus and watch a ghost show in there. But I love my streaming apps, and Pluto is, of course, free, which is a plus. And if you have Pluto TV or Tubi, you're used to a lot of these shows being available for free. A lot of these Transformer shows are on Tubi if you want to watch it. But they just recently, that was the complaint a lot of people had when they released Tokusatsu, which I think is also on the Roku streaming live TV app. I have that too, but I don't exactly remember. I know the Unsolved Mysteries and a couple of an Impact channel is on both of these apps. So I can't remember if Tokusatsu's on the Roku one as well. It might be. But I remember when Tokusatsu came out, a lot of people complained that a lot of these shows are just on Tubi if you want to just watch in-demand style episodes from the seasons. You know, it's like the DVD box sets are there in demand. Pardon me, I didn't mean to cough in the mic. Sorry about that. I got a little bit of sniffle. But I don't think they're getting the point there. I don't think it's as much as a let me binge watch something as is just let me put something on and I'm just going to watch it while doing other things. And I watch a lot of TV that way. Like if I'm watching a show on cable, you probably know as well as I do, they'll often show several episodes in a row for a few hours. You know, I like Thousand Pound Sisters. It's just this Lovecraftian train wreck of a show. And they'll have the new episode and then rerun episodes for a couple of hours on a Saturday night when the new season's on. And I'll totally have it on while doing things like playing with my toys or whatever, that sort of thing. And, you know, right now, you know, I work at night. I've mentioned that, I think, every episode so far. But when you watch most of your TV during the daytime, you get used to channels doing that. Like, just Travel Channel is going to show this one show pretty much all day. They're just going to show reruns of it. And that's a lot of times how I watch TV. That's, I think, the way I've almost always watched TV. I've just always enjoyed preferring to watch it that way. So something like Pluto or whatever, where I can just kind of put it on and watch it in and out of doing things, works out for me. And they recently launched their Transformers TV channel. It launched on the 13th. I remember when I discovered it earlier in June, tweeting about it, and a couple other people tweeted about it, but it wasn't really made a big deal. And then when this channel went live, all the news sites, you know, bandwagoned on and make sure you click their affiliate links and yada yada. But it's totally up and it's totally live. I've seen some people complaining about it. I think they were more not seeing the point since the shows are on Tubi, so I guess you either do or do not get it. And then I remember I seeing one guy complaining that they were showing multiple shows, not just one in a row. And I guess that person just doesn't get, I don't think I've ever seen a show do that. I'd have, as much as I just said, watching shows do reruns for a few hours a day, I don't think I've ever seen them show just the entire show and then start another one. Now, that's not how TV works. I don't know where some people come from, But they do have a pretty good range of shows. I don't know all of the series they're showing, and they do tend to show them in blocks. So it might be a few hours of, say, Robots in Disguise, and then a block of animated. Yesterday, I woke up. I fell asleep in my living room and woke up and turned it over on there and ended up watching a couple hours of Armada. Armada, I've always loved that cartoon. Not everyone have, but whatever. But I watched a few hours of it, that sort of thing. It was super cool. And it's really weird to have a Transformers TV channel because I remember, and a lot of you do too, that you were just left to whenever it came on TV, be it every afternoon or Saturdays at 5 a.m. on Cartoon Network. Whenever it came on is when it came on TV. And now there's literally just a channel where I can watch it 24 hours a day. Whoa. that's totally weird. And of course they're older episodes. I don't know. It's brought to you in part by Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon is behind this because Earth Spark will be a Nickelodeon series. I don't know for how long this will go on, but for the time being, Transformers is a Nickelodeon show now. And that's totally cool because Nickelodeon tends to take care of their shows very well. You know, if you watch Power Rangers, it's not hard to watch it on Nickelodeon. It doesn't come on at some death time slot like Cartoon Network would stick their non-network shows on at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. in the morning. That's a bummer. It's not the biggest deal in the world because if you got cable, you probably have a DVR. So you're probably used to DVRing shows when they're not on at a convenient time. And I see people complain about that watch like Kamen Rider from another, that doesn't even come on in America, that they're watching these shows from another country without any problem. So I don't understand how a 5 a.m. time slot's a deal breaker, but it's not a convenient time. Sometimes you just want to watch a show when it comes on. I get it. But it's just on, you know, and Nickelodeon, they tend to take care of their shows a lot better. So them with Transformers, I think, is a good partnership. I'm really looking forward to Earthspark when it comes out. And because of this, you know, they have the Transformers channel. They have a Garfield channel that I really like to watch. I like that Garfield I just fell over my sentence. I really like to watch their Garfield channel on rope. Let's rewind the tape. I really enjoy watching the Garfield channel on Pluto. You know, Nickelodeon takes care of the stuff they show. So them having Transformers, they have a Transformers channel. No problem. You want to watch a Transformers cartoon? If you're really stuck on watching one season, only nothing but that, you can put it on TV. It's there. Or you can put it on Transformers TV and just have it on. That's super cool. You know, I think everyone has a Roku or Fire Stick or whatever, Chrome TV, whatever you have, streaming app, and can watch this easily, if not on your phone or tablet or whatever. I'm pretty guilty of watching shows on my phone laying in bed. I have the TV there with all the apps, but I'll just flip, you know, I have a Roku in every room of my house. And then I still will watch like Pluto on my tablet while laying in bed. Don't ask me why. But it's a really neat thing to have. I'm looking forward to Earthspark quite a bit. I don't know a whole lot about it. You know, we got that little bit of a teaser clip a couple of months ago that looked neat. And more recently, someone had gotten some listings out of, I think, the Walmart inventory system of some of their toys. And they look like they'll be more inexpensive figures. So I'm kind of hoping they're small. You know, Generations figures are, is Generations even a thing anymore? They just call it Legacy now, and I'm okay with that. You know, because they're these sentence Transformers line names on packaging, like Transformers, Generations, War for Cybertron, Siege, Netflix. You know, it was a mouthful of words. So just calling them legacy, I'm totally okay with that. But those are firmly studio series, legacy. Core class is like $9. And then you shoot up to $20, you could go to $30, you go to $40. You know, I do not know if BotBots as a line is over. I have no clue. I think there's a few sets available on Amazon that are new. You know, what timing, they released this really fun BotBots cartoon on Netflix, and the toy line is, you can find old releases at Pop Shelf, you know, or Five Below might have that last wave that's still sitting around. But those were inexpensive Transformers. Micro Machines are inexpensive Transformers, but they don't transform. So having an inexpensive Transformer line available at that Target or Walmart makes a lot of sense to me. And spending a couple hours yesterday watching Armada, you know, I was thinking, oh, it sure was fun buying Minicons. You know, Minicons were inexpensive, usually got a couple in a pack. That was really fun for me and fun for other people. So this, the listings I've seen were fairly inexpensive, like $6.99 or whatever. So I don't know if they'll be smaller sized figures or if there's just a smaller sized subline within the line. This I do not know, but I kind of hope so. I buy plenty of Legacy and Studio Series at that $20 and $30 and $1,000 price ranges. But just not even thinking about it, grabbing a Transformers action figure for $6.99, I'm all there for that. I clearly like smaller Transformers as is. However, smaller, inexpensive Transformers are usually fun because they'll have a lot of variation, a lot of odd colors. You know, part of what made Minicons so fun was all the various colors they would come in. It was fun to collect them. You could get the American ones. You could get the Japanese ones. You could get odd Kabaya versions and all these different colored teams and stuff like that. It was fun. And, you know, buying a $22 deluxe in several colors, you might start drawing the line. You might skip over a version or two. You know, you might be like, you know, I like Bumblebee quite a bit. I'm not buying every Bumblebee toy. You know, it gets a little ridiculous. Like, hey, I've got a couple of $100 of the exact same toy here in different colors. However, you know, if it's like a couple of dollars and available in several colors, I'm there. You know, like, how much did you spend on that Sure Shock mold? Probably like $50, but I got like 1,000 Sure Shocks in a million colors, you know. That can be a lot of fun. And that's what I'm hoping happens with Earthspark as we get smaller figures. And hopefully they'll come in different colors. Maybe not, but if that is what's going on, I'm totally there. I'm interested in Earthspark anyway because there is a lot of people who just want to look like they have something interesting to say, that will say stuff like, I want new characters. We need new characters. I always do the same thing. Well, they do the same thing because it sells well. But I do like new characters. So Earthspark looks like it had something new going on in addition to the tried and true. And I'm all there for it. I'd like to see some new stuff. And I'm not complaining about the old guys coming back either. So a little mixture of new and old, I'm there. I'm totally there. So I'm hoping that happens. Well, I think that's all I've got to say this month of June 2022 here on Transform Squadron. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening. This podcast is a production of ZoneBase.org, which can be found at www.zonebase.org. Now, the podcast itself is distributed through tfradio.net. You've heard of them. That's Radio Free Cybertron. And that is at tfradio.net for all shows and showtimes. And Brian Kilby, owner and proprietor of such network, would really appreciate it if you checked out the various means to support the network they have there at tfradio.network. I totally said that wrong. tfradio.net. He's really busy right now. He's replacing roofs in New Zealand. There's some hail damage. He's a very busy man, but he's not too busy to appreciate you helping him out. So please check that out. Once again, I'm Rob. And hey, zonebase.org, I said it a couple of times. It's not a huge site. It's just a fan blog. But I still appreciate you for checking it out. Thanks a lot for listening. And I'll be back next time. Later.
Power を心に秘めて果てしない